Tum Tum and Nutmeg, a seaside adventure. Written by Emily Bairn and read by Bill Wallace.
Chapter 1. Tum Tum was sitting at the kitchen table, with his head slumped in his paws.
The seaside? But we can't possibly go to the seaside, he groaned. We might be chased by a crab.
Tum Tum had heard very frightening things about the seaside. He didn't like the sound of it at all. But Nutmeg's mind was already made up.
If Arthur and Lucy are going to the seaside, then we are going too, she said, firmly.
When are they leaving? Tum Tum asked miserably.
Tomorrow morning, Nutmeg replied. I must say, I wish they'd given us a little more warning.
She had only learned of the trip a few minutes ago when she had poked her head into the kitchen and heard the children discussing it.
They're going to stay with their Uncle Jeremy, she went on. And would you believe it, Mr. Mildew is going to let them travel by train all on their own. We shall have to stow away in one of their rucksacks and keep an eye on them.
Tum Tum scowled. The last time he'd stowed away in a rucksack, it had been very uncomfortable.
How long are they going for? He asked.
A week,
Nutmeg replied.
A week,
Tum Tum cried. A week is a long time in a mouse's life.
Who will look after Nutmose Hall? He asked. I shall ask Mrs. Marchmouse to come and keep an eye on things, Nutmeg said busily. Now don't look so glum, dear. The sea air will do us good, and a week will go by in a flash. You shall love it once you're there.
No, I shan't, Tum Tum muttered. The very thought of the seaside made him shudder. He knew he wouldn't like it one bit.
I hope this doesn't turn into another adventure, he said glumly.
Of course it won't, dear, Nutmeg replied.
But Tum Tum wasn't so sure. The following day, towards tea time, there was a sudden toot-toot, then a loud clatter of brakes as the express train drew into Mouse Wall on Sea.
"Hooray! We're here!"
Arthur shouted, leaping from his seat. They'd been cooped up in the train carriage for hours, and he was longing to get out. Lucy sat up, looking a little startled. She'd been asleep, and her toes were full of pins and needles.
"Can you see him?"
Arthur asked, pulling down their bags from the luggage rack. Lucy pressed her nose to the window and peered into the throng of faces on the platform.
"There he is,"
she cried. She'd only met Uncle Jeremy once before, and that had been ages ago, before she turned 7. But she spotted him at once, for he looked quite different to anyone else. He was round and comfortable, with a red nose and a waistcoat stretched so tightly over his stomach that the buttons looked as if they were about to go ping.
"Here's your bag,"
Arthur said, heaving down Lucy's rucksack.
"Crikey! What did you pack in it? It weighs a ton."
"Well, at least I didn't bring 4 pairs of shoes like you did,"
Lucy replied. But Arthur was right. When she pulled her rucksack onto her back, it did feel rather heavy.
It was curious, for she was sure she hadn't packed much.
But as soon as they got off the train, she forgot all about it because there was so much else to think about. The children had never been to Mouse Wall before, and it all felt very strange. Uncle Jeremy drove them home through a maze of little wriggling lanes with hedges so high you couldn't see over them. Then finally they came to the top of a very tall hill, and when they looked down, they could see the sea spread out like a big sheet of silver. Uncle Jeremy stopped the car a moment so they could have a look. In front of them was a thin road twisting down to a crescent-shaped bay circled by green cliffs. In the middle of the bay there was a little beach and a cluster of cottages.
"That would be a nice place to live,"
Arthur said enviously.